FHE. President Hinckley shows us the way. The following scripture is at the top of the page. I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say. But when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. Do you see the scripture at the top of the page? It means that when you ask Heavenly Father for something that is right, He promises to help you if you have obeyed His commandments. Now, how can you obey His commandments if you don't know what they are? You can't, and so you won't receive the blessings that come from obeying them. It is important, therefore, to learn what they are. A most important way to learn what the Lord wants you to know and do is by listening to His servant, the prophet, who speaks for Him. Listen to President Hinckley carefully during the general conferences of the church each April and October. Here is some of his counsel to you in three conference sessions last April. 1. Go forward, returning good for evil, being helpful and kind and generous. I remind you of the teachings of our Lord concerning these matters. Let us be good people. Let us be friendly people. Let us be neighborly people. Let us be what members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints ought to be. 2. Whether it be going into the mission field, living the word of wisdom, paying one's tithing, it is all the same. It is the faith within us that is evidenced in all we do. Faith is the basis of testimony. Faith underlies loyalty to the church. Faith represents sacrifice, gladly given in moving forward the work of the Lord. The Lord has commanded us to take upon ourselves the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to defend yourselves against the wicked. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 17. 3. These conferences are held to strengthen our testimonies, to fortify us against temptation and sin, to lift our sights. Let us go forth from this conference with a stronger resolve to live the gospel, to be more faithful, to be better sons and daughters. This is God's holy work. Jesus Christ stands at its head. He is our immortal Savior and Redeemer. His revelation is the source of our doctrine, our faith, our teaching. Our individual testimonies of these truths are the basis of our faith. We must nurture them, help them grow. We can never lay them aside. Without them, we have nothing. With them, we have everything. Ensign, May 2001, pages 6, 68-69, and 85, respectively. On page 35 is an art project connected with this article. You may want some help in constructing it. Building a testimony. Instructions. Cut off the door hanger part of this page, mount it on lightweight cardboard, and cut it out. Hang it on a doorknob in your bedroom to remind you of the things you need to do to have a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Depicted on the door hanger are building a testimony, pray to Heavenly Father, obey the commandments, attend sacrament meeting and primary, listen to and obey parents and church leaders, partake of the sacrament, be a good example, repent of any wrongdoing. End of the article. President Hinckley shows us the way. Our creative